Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Lisa, good morning.
Morning, Ryan.
Are you all right?
Nervous.
Ah, nervous, me arse. Now, what's going on? Where are you?
I'm in Moat at the minute, sitting outside work.
Moat is amazing because we used to drive to Galway all the time on our holidays, and I was always told Moat had the widest street in Ireland.
Yeah.
Very wide.
It is, it is.
And where's work?
An accounts office in Moat.
Is it fun or boring?
Ah, both. Up and down.
Depends
here and
on the day and who's in
depends
and who's
on
out.
The day.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah. Okay, are we talking fashion? We're not talking fashion at all. We're talking about
Kian. No, we're talking, yes, an alopecia.
Yeah, Kian spoke to us from joe.ie yesterday and he gave a very, very honest account about how his hair started to go and disappear and now he hasn't a hair on his body. And he was shaken, I think, Lisa. Did you think he was a bit shocked by the experience?
I do, yeah. I missed the start of it now, to be honest. But when I got to tune in there, yeah, he sounded like he'd been knocked a bit after it, but he got it across very well, I thought. The whole ordeal and that, yeah.
And what was it that he was saying that really struck you?
What really got me was about his sister's wedding and how he shaved his head, the last few hairs he had before the wedding. I was sitting there shaking my head going, yeah, I know where he's feeling, how he's feeling, do you know?
What happened with you then?
Towards the end of 2009, a friend of mine passed away quite suddenly. And it really was a shock to the system. I didn't, you know, just couldn't comprehend it when it happened.
How old was she?
She was 24.
Oh, good Lord. And what happened to
her? I don't really want to go into it if you don't mind.
I don't mind at all. But it was a terrible shock to you and the system and the whole... Yeah, go on.
Yeah, and out of that then, you know, just went through the whole lot for the end of the year anyway. New Year's Day then, I was at home cooking dinner for the family and having a good day. Went, had a shower, the whole lot. The sister came in and she said to me, what happened to your head? And I said, what do you mean? She said, you have a ball patch at the back of your head.
Right.
I was going, oh, God. And she didn't know. Thought the more of it, tied up the hair, hid it, the whole lot. Went through the day and went to the GP then when the offices opened early in the new year. So was kind of stressing about it, going, okay, why have I a bald patch in the back of my head? Went into the GP and they said that it was more than likely a reaction to the shock of losing my friend. That that this was the way my body reacted to it.
Okay.
So sitting there going, okay, what's going to happen now? They said it could stop or it could stay falling out. Right, fine. So went home, told my mother and my sister. And from that then, went through the normal day-to-day, worrying about this at the back of my head and everything. And within a week and a half, my hair was gone.
Everything?
Yeah. I had a few strands left and a bit of a kind of a patch here and a patch there. And I said to my mum towards the end of it, I said, look, just please, will you just get a razor and get rid of it? Because I can't do it. It was just coming out in handfuls. And there was one evening, myself and my mum and my sister sat down and we just cried for an hour because it was just, it just hit so much.
I can't imagine what it's like for a young woman to be looking in the mirror with a comb in one hand and a brush in one hand and a handful of your hair in the other. I cannot physically imagine or mentally imagine the anguish that that would cause you.
Yeah. And as I said to one of your researchers there, I'm not a girl that would get all dolled up and all jazzed up for going out every day.
Yeah.
Plain Jane is me. And as I said, if I brush my hair, I'd be lucky.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Yeah.
But it was just, oh, to see it just falling out was heartbreaking.
When you sat down with your mum and had a, you let it all out then, did you?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
What did you talk about, I wonder? What were you thinking when you were having that moment?
Oh, why is it happening? Why? Like, how can my body just do this to me? Do you know? It's not like it's the first person I have lost that has passed on. And why now? was this happening? Like, I've lost family before, and why didn't I this happen to me before? Why is my body doing this to me now? I just couldn't comprehend what was going on.
Did anyone, was anyone in a position to say anything reassuring to you, Lisa?
Yeah, the GP sent me to a girl in Athlone. She has a clinic.
Yeah.
She has a wig clinic. And she deals like with cancer people and people with alopecia, and she provides the hair pieces. I went to her and she just, I don't know, it wasn't even just talking to her. Yeah. She put my mind at ease that, yeah, okay, your hair is gone, but you're still who you were. That, fair enough, hair is only hair at the end of the day. That's the way I took it. Everybody takes it differently, but when she was talking to me, I was like, right, okay, it's just my hair. I'm still me. I'm still here. There's nothing huge. I'm not terminally ill or anything. Just deal with this now and you'll be fine. That's the way I felt after talking to her. She was really, really reassuring and really good.
So did you get fitted with a wig?
I did.
And do you remember
fitted me with a wig.
Do you remember wearing it for the first time out and about?
Yeah, oh God.
What?
Because I had shoulder length hair, and the wig I got fitted with was a short wig. So everyone was like, oh, you got your hair cut, you got your hair cut. God, you went mad and got it really short. And I was going, oh my God, if only they knew. I remember one night going out with my friends. I was probably a couple of months. And at this stage, I had told, my family knew, and I had told a few of my friends and my work colleagues. And I went out, and I was in the pub, and everyone was passing by and looking at me and talking to me. And I was like, do they all know I've got a hairpiece on? Can anyone tell? And I just couldn't relax. Mm. It was, yeah.
Yeah. I can well believe it. Did you ever get used to it?
Yes, yeah. I did after a while. I was like, do you know what? Sure, if they know, they know. The hair is there. It doesn't look, it's not falling around the place. It looks natural. Just forget about it, because I think the more I thought about it, the worse I got. So I was like, right, this is what's happening. You just have to forget about, just it's normal, pretend it's normal hair. Nobody knows the difference. So that's what I did, and I got used to it, and I got on. And luckily enough, towards the end of 2010, I was only about 12 months, the end of 2010, early 11, my hair started to grow back. The doctors and that said that the more I dealt with what was going on every day and losing my friend and all that, and the more I accepted that, the more I dealt with it, because they reckon that's why it happened, I had more of a chance of my hair coming back. So 2011, April 2011, I had my first child, I took off the wig, and I had a full, it was, my head was covered with hair. It wasn't long hair, but it was covered. So I took off the wig, had the child, and that was me then, from then on to now.
And what's the hair situation now?
It's there. I have hair. God. It's very short. I could never have long hair again.
Okay.
Because I, at the back of my mind, it's still there. Well, this could always happen to me again. And I can't go through losing long hair again. If it's short and I lose it, okay, it's not too bad. So I was out Saturday getting the hair done anyway, and the hairdresser found a patch in the side of my head.
Ah.
Yes.
Right.
So, here we go again.
Indeed. You're worried that you're on the road again, are you?
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I'm sitting here thinking, why now? What's going to happen? And then at the other side of it, I'm like, well, do you know what? You've been through it before. You've got through it. It came back. Just settle, relax, deal with the everyday stuff. If it goes, it goes. You can always go and get a hairpiece. If it doesn't, and if it goes, if it's gone, it's gone. Or if it stays, it might just stop it where it is and stay, hopefully.
Do you know what it struck me about Cian was the fact that he had when he had hair, he had confidence, and when he lost his hair, he had zero confidence. I mean, it was like Samson and Delilah, almost. Did your confidence get a kicking?
Yes. I feel it did, yes. I was always very bubbly and kind of tell people what I thought. And then with this, I was like, oh, just don't talk to people, kind of. I don't. It wasn't even. It's hard to explain.
No, you're doing fine so far.
Oh, I'm probably rambling.
Not in the slightest. No.
It was just more. I felt more conscious that people. Well, do people know I have a hairpiece? And that's why I kind of went back into myself. That I don't want people to be asking me questions because I didn't know how to deal with it. And then when I did learn about alopecia and how it happens and what it does to your system, and then when it started growing back, I felt a bit better about myself. I still had the hairpiece, but I said, do you know what? It's a hairpiece. What about it?
That seems to be the thing. You need to get there.
Yeah, you need to that acceptance. It.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And embrace, this is it. This is what I am now. I'm not going into St. Luke's ward with cancer. You know, I'm not.
Yeah.
You know, you have
I'm
to
get
into
I'm not terminally
it.
Ill.
There you are.
This is what's going on. It's you losing your hair. It is hard to deal with. It is very hard to deal with. And I can't imagine, like, I haven't heard of or haven't spoken to many fellas who've had it.
Yeah.
You know, like, you see a bald fella, you don't pass any remarks on him. You don't know. Do you know, bald lads are around the place the whole time. Whereas, yeah, Keane is bald. Someone sees him and says, okay, there's a bald man. But they don't know what he's going through behind it.
That's right.
Do you know, but I don't know. I think it's harder for men sometimes. I don't know.
Yeah, I think a lot of men would say it might be harder for women because of...
The longer hair. And
yeah,
all
and the fact hair seems to play a more important role in women's lives than it does in men's. And yet we heard from Kian that possibly not. I mean, the fellas have their own ways. They have their own
concerns. It's probably harder for some fellas to talk about. Like, you know, I'm the big strong man kind of idea.
Yeah, exactly.
And they can't talk about it.
Exactly. Well, look, a lot of lovely compliments coming in for you, Lisa. I have to say, people, what an amazing woman. Somebody said putting life into perspective, says Lorraine, and lots of other kind things coming in for you. For such a shy, self-confessed plain Jane, you're a super chatter.
I'm a bit of a waffler.
You're not, actually. Do you know what? You're not. You're a lovely talker, and you've really explained your story really well, so thank you.
Thanks for having me on.
You have to go to work now. It's a pain.
I do.
You probably feel like going home to your mammy for a cup of tea and a chat.
Yes, for a cry, yeah.
Another cry.
You
don't really have to cry, though, do you?
No, no.
Do you know what I mean? Are the kids healthy and happy?
Oh, the kids are nuts.
There you go. That's
trying to get them out this morning when the order rang me this morning, and then I was like, things have to go to plan now. Nothing went to plan.
Listen, this is the traffic light theory in life. If ever you're in a hurry, the traffic lights will always be green.
They'll always be red when you're in a hurry.
Sorry, in a hurry. That's what I was trying to say. And whenever you're just taking it easy, it's fine. I'm not in a hurry anywhere. They'll be green all the way.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a weird thing that happens in life. So, but you got there and you were fab. So thank you so much, Lisa. It's lovely to talk to you.
Thanks very much, Ryan.
And have a lovely weekend.
You too.
Okay, bye for now.